Okay.
It's interesting that concentration and contentment go together as well. I guess having the contentment.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. In order for the mind to really settle, to pick up the meditation object and to not be discontent with it, to be, if one is doing mindfulness of breathing, then to actually be content with the breath, and to be able to be content, delight in it, to take an interest in it, because if it's just a matter of trying to force the mind onto it, or doing it for a little while and getting bored, then the mind never really settles in concentration. You have to lift the object up, and then the mind takes it, is able to stay with it, hold it, be content with it, be happy with it. That's why I was in the other night when I gave a talk, Saturday night, I brought up the Ajahn Brahm, coined the phrase of the beautiful breath, and that's a nice kind of way of describing that sense of, it's not, the breath is not just some neutral object that you put up with waiting for samadhi to come to you. It's something you take an interest in the breath, which is generally a neutral object, but then with that interest and attention, it becomes, it has a very beautiful quality to it.
Tatsuro Bhikkhu, he talks a lot about being interested in the breath as well, just feeling all the aspects.
Yeah, so you have to just be content to stay with that. Because the nature of the mind is to go on to its next object. When the mind goes on to its next object all the time, then it doesn't really settle.
I mean, the contentment arises from mind seeing the dukkha in constant movement and uncertainty. Where am I now? What's coming next? Whereas when it stops moving, then it's realizes that's peace, that's happiness, is not this this constant wavering, uncertainty where the next thing is.
This is peaceful, this is sublime. Stilling of all formations.
Relinquishment of all assets.
Relinquishment of all assets.